Hi there, welcome to the Animals Naturally podcast with me, Suzanne. The aim of this podcast is to help you get ideas and tips on how to care for your animal more naturally. There's a whole world of complementary therapies and holistic therapies that you can use with your animal to help him or her be naturally healthy and happy holistically. In this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk to you about a plant called neem, as N-E-E-M. Neem is a tree and is a member of the mahogany tree family. It's mainly cultivated in the Indian subcontinent. As a tree, it's a fast grower, and in 3 years it can grow to 20 feet in height from a seed planting, and it thrives in areas of extreme heat. Extracts from the neem tree bark, flowers and fruits are used to prepare a variety of remedies. So why should you use neem as health care for your animal? Well, it's been used by humans for thousands of years, and it's known for its pesticidal and insecticidal properties. These pesticidal properties have been reputed to help both people and animals. Neem is also thought to be a strong antioxidant, neutralising free radicals that may influence the development of some conditions. It's also a strong anti-inflammatory agent. So due to its pest repellent properties, some manufacturers of animal care products actually add neem to animal shampoos to repel ticks and fleas. They also add it to cattle feed or grain to help repel pests and parasites. There's been a variety of different veterinary research looking at neem being used to help animals. And this includes helping horses, as how it can help with skin conditions. It's been used to see how it actually helps prevent transmission of diseases due to its repellency effect. And it also found some research and specifically that the repellency effect of neem was noted to last up to 7 days if the horses wasn't washed, to help stop lice and blood-sucking insects parasitizing horses. It's also been researched looking at neem helping with donkeys, again to do with helping with pest repellents and lice, etc. And it's also been found in veterinary research looking at poultry, cattle, amongst other things. So neem has actually been quite well researched to see how it can help benefit a variety of animals, from horses, donkeys, poultry, cattle, and probably many others too. I'll put some links to this veterinary research in the show notes just for your information. But yeah, neem, it's quite a versatile product, a versatile natural approach to use to help your animal. And you may find it in a variety of products in your animal care feed shop or supplement range, skincare already, but you can actually buy it specifically as the main ingredient as well. If you need any help finding a holistic veterinary surgeon or complementary therapist for your animal, then do email me at info@tarinet.co.uk. If your animal you think might benefit from neem, particularly to help with the specific conditions, then do speak to your veterinary surgeon first. If your animal's unwell, it's always wise and essential to get a veterinary surgeon's diagnosis first. And particularly if your animal's receiving any other kind of medication or supplementation or skincare product, it's essential that you do check with a veterinary surgeon to find out that actually neem will be okay. It can be quite strong. I would recommend with any natural therapy, including herbal remedies, that actually just because something's natural doesn't mean it's not going to make an impact, because that isn't the case. Natural products can be extremely powerful, neem included. So I hope that's helpful. It's quite a short show today, short podcast episode today. But yeah, I'll put the information in the show notes about the veterinary research. But certainly if you're looking for a way to help, particularly with pesticidal, pest repellency, then it's certainly something that's definitely worth looking at, because that is quite a prevalent issue for many animals and animal keepers, particularly in hot conditions. And say neem has been used for thousands of years for humans, and for quite a long time helping animals. So I hope that's interesting for you. And if you want any more information on complementary therapies, then do visit my website at taranet.co.uk, where you can find lots of information on complementary therapies, holistic approaches, and coaching information for animal care professionals, as I offer a coaching service for them. I hope that's been useful. And until next time, goodbye.